I got into this business sideways, as the feller says, because I was going to school in Southern California, and I had hopes of someday being a lawyer. That's what I was headed for. But I needed also to supplement my income. In other words, I needed to eat, is what it primarily boils down to. So I got a job. I had won a American Legion public speaking contest, so that, of course, made me eligible for all sorts of things until a program director started hammering me into the ground. But I got a job at the local radio station out there in Pasadena, and sweeping up the floor and taking a few station breaks and mostly riding the gainer or running the control panel after a lot of instruction. But then along come a few government rules at that time that you had to have a license to do such things. And so I had to go to school to get myself a license, which I did, and started in on control work. But I always liked to be the other side of the glass because I was a ham at heart. So they... NBC School of Radio over in Hollywood is having a night course, so I jumped onto that and completed that. And then, of course, after getting out of that school, I figured, well, here I come. Why not? So I just started right down Hollywood Boulevard and started knocking on the doors of all the networks, CBS, NBC, ABC, and the whole bunch. They said, well, how much experience have you had? And, of course, it was a big zero. So the old deal is how do you get experience if you can't get a job? I joined the New England Regional Network, which was a group of stations that run from Connecticut all the way to Bangor, Maine. Right. And you know where they assigned me, of course, Bangor, Maine.
Right.
Then down to the hotel in Portland, Maine. The Ashland Hotel in WCSH. I worked there for a good number of years. But then the application that I had filed out in California finally turned up because at that time they were, of course, drafting a lot of people, and I wasn't eligible for the draft. I was a 4F'er from a way back. So the Columbia Broadcasting System says, we got a job for you. In other words, they got down to the bottom of the barrel is what they had got. Now, I reported out there, and five of us all together, were hired at the same time. A fellow that was hired of the same group as myself was Chet Huntley.
Oh.
So I had an opportunity to work with Chet for a while. So then the Columbia Broadcasting System bought a station up in San Francisco, and I was part of the crew to go up there and work at that station, part of the CBS crew to work up there. And that worked out just fine and dandy until one day they called me back to L.A., and old Ben Paley, who was the regional manager out there in the Pacific at that time, said, introduced me to a captain on the Air Force, Army Air Force at that time. And I figured, well, we're about to do another special as we had done all during the war years.
Right.
But he said, he had your job before you came with Columbia. So he said, I'm sorry, we got to hire him back. And I said, I think you're trying to tell me something. And he said, yes, I certainly am. So I didn't get fired. He said, I was just laid off, and I could go to work at any one of the Columbia stations across the country. So I started in knocking on 55 doors, because they owned 55 stations at that time. And I ended up at WEEI in Boston for a short spell until Hal Newell and I came to Brockton, along with the rest of the crew, to start WBKA.
WBET, it's the Jones Boy.